Well, Sam Telfer, how are you?
Oh, very well. Great to be here.
Well, for those of you that don't know Sam, which I'm sure you absolutely do, but he is a member for Flinders. And yeah, you do a mighty fine job at that. So we're having a bit of a catch up today. I want to know a few things. First and foremost, what's going on with the Tumby Jetty?
It's been a thorn in the side of the Tumby Bay community for, you know, it's getting on nearly 9 months that the jetty's been closed, but it's been something which we've been working towards to trying to get an outcome. Yeah, the state government own the jetty. They lease it back to the Tumby Bay Council, but the state government have got a real important role to play in making sure there's enough funds put in to make these, you know, vital pieces of infrastructure sustainable. So I've been pushing the minister. They've got a bit of money in for jetties in the budget as a whole. I just am pushing to make sure that's funneled towards where there's the greatest need. And my perspective is that's Tumby Bay at the moment. And when you can be out above the water and experiencing it as a whole is a fantastic thing. So we're doing what we can at the moment.
We'll keep up to date with that throughout its journey. So news in regards to the roadworks at the Todd and Flinders intersection towards Cummins/Coffins.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if anyone else picked up. There was actually an apology in the papers from the contractors who were in charge of that project. We as locals know that for the last 2.5 years, that has been a continuing sore on those of us who are having to commute and drive. It's that intersection. It's going down the Western Approach Road. And before that, you know, we had the challenges with the Lincoln Highway. So there was actually an apology from the contractor to say, look, we admit that it wasn't good enough. We're trying to do what we can. And I mean, I think that's a good recognition that we've been pushing pretty hard for there to be accountability, really, for the poor job that's been done and make sure that the budget, which I think obviously has been well-meaning in the first place, but I worry about the longevity of that project. They're committing to actually trying to fix it up and do a better job. So stay tuned. Keep assured that it's something which I'm pushing with the minister, with the government. Everyone brings it up with me because it's been, like I said, nearly 2.5 years of roadworks, which still haven't really got an end point from my perspective.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Oh, it's madness for you know, what really should be considered a fairly simple job. So I hope the minister's holding those contractors accountable, making sure the department's involved in it. And I keep talking to the minister, the CEO of the department and the government, to make sure they know what's happening here on the ground on the Eyre Peninsula. Yeah, sure. Look on my Facebook page, Sam Telfer MP, and my website's very good as well. And look, if you need to, drop in the office and catch up. There's plenty going on. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, people don't want government in their life, but when you do need it, just come and see me.
Go and say g'day.
That's
awesome,
it.
Sam. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate everything that you do here in our area.
Great to be here.